get very comfortable wherever you are. And just let your eyes just fall closed, you know, just relax your body and allow your eyes to close. And I want you to take in several deep breaths in and out. Just allowing your body to relax. And as you're breathing in and out, I want you to think about the full moon. And think about the last time that you saw the full moon. And connect with that image. And connect with maybe how it was you felt in that moment as you were looking at the full moon. Because the full moon brings a sense of wholeness. We look up in the sky and we see this just beautiful circle. It's a circle. It's a whole wholeness there. And it's filled with light. And I want you to just bring that energy of wholeness into your body. Just let it come through your nostrils and move its way through your throat, through your chest, your abdomen, your hips, your legs, your feet. Whenever we are feeling whole, there's a strong connection on many levels for us. There's a strong connection to the earth below us. We have a sense of feeling grounded. Whenever we're feeling whole, there's a sense of groundedness. And I want you to allow the channels, the energy channels below your feet, to just open up and receive that feeling of wholeness that only Mother Earth can give us. And as you're pulling in that energy, I want you to move up your body to your heart. And I want you to open up the channels right around your heart, receiving love, the love that you have for what it is you do, for the people that you desire to work with. Just receive that love around your heart. Allow those channels to open so that love can enter. And now I want you to take the energy up to your mind, up right around the top of your head, letting it circulate, opening up the channels of thought, of intuition, allowing those channels to open. Because whenever we're operating intuitively and we're being guided intuitively, that's an indicator that our channels are open. Because all of us have the ability to be intuitive. And now take that energy up above your head, letting it swirl around. And I want you to open up your channels to whatever you consider to be your higher power and receive the energy of being whole through those channels. And as you feel the sense of wholeness just float through your body from above your head, through your head, around your heart, down to your feet. Just allow all that energy and that feeling of wholeness go through your body and then out around your body as if you are standing in the middle of a full moon. And now I'm going to take you on a journey. So bring the light, the energy of the full moon that you're standing in right now. I want you to just, in your mind, begin to move down a path. And however that path is coming to you, just be okay with whatever path you're seeing and travel down that path. And that path is coming up to a gate. I want you to see the gate. Notice the gate. And now I want you to reach down and open the gate and step through the gate. And as you're stepping through, you notice that the path you were on is continuing. So you continue to walk on the path. And as you kind of round a bit of a bend, you notice in front of you a beautiful garden. It's the most beautiful garden that you have ever laid your eyes on. I want you to walk toward this garden, taking in the images that you're seeing, the colors that you're seeing, and taking in this beautiful garden. And I want you to just move gently through the garden, because this truly is the most beautiful garden you have ever seen. You notice that there's a lot of vibrancy in this garden. It appears to be very well maintained. And you're wondering, how could a garden this beautiful be hidden? How did I not see this garden before? So you continue to move through this very beautiful garden, and you're noticing everything that's there blooming. And as you make your way through the garden, you begin to hear voices. And you're curious, where are these voices coming from? I thought I was in this garden alone. So you move toward the voices. And as you come to the voices, they begin to get, the image becomes very clear for you. And there are people sitting around in a circle. And as you approach them, they look at you and they're smiling as if they've been waiting for you this entire time. And you approach the circle and they all stand and they begin to greet you one at a time. And as you are engaging in their presence, you're feeling an overwhelming sense of gratitude. And as they're welcoming you to this circle, they're saying things to you. Take a moment to hear what they're saying. As you move around the circle, each of them has a different message for you. But the message is consistent because they're all a message of gratitude. The words are different for each person, but the message is one of gratitude. They're thanking you for something. They're thanking you for coming into their lives, and they're thanking you for sharing your gifts with them. I want you to hear, as you make your way around the circle, I want you to hear what it is they're thanking you for. And as you make your way around the circle, you come upon one particular individual who is crying. But they're not tears of sadness, they're tears of joy. And this individual takes your hands and says to you, "Thank you for changing my life. Thank you for changing my life." And as you stand with this particular individual, you realize that you've had a profound effect on this person. And as you hear what they say, you're realizing in that moment that these are your clients. Each and every one of these people standing in the circle are your clients. And as you stand with the one person who's crying, you feel a need to hug them because you realize in that moment the power that you have within you to change someone's life. And you hug them because they've given you an opportunity to do what you know you have always been able to do. And as you embrace this person, you look ahead, and there are so many others who want to thank you in their special way and in their special words. So you receive that. You let go of the embrace, and you continue to move around the circle, hearing what each and every one of these people want to say to you. And as you're taking these wonderful, beautiful words in, you're feeling within your body that, wow, I can change someone's life. I have the power to change someone's life. And you're overwhelmed with the gift that you have always had that you've now chosen to share with others. And as you make your way through the circle, coming closer to the end of the circle, the last person takes you by the hand and says, "Please stand in the middle. Stand in the center of the circle." And so you go to the center and you make eye contact with each and every one of these individuals who have thanked you in their own special way. And you notice they're forming a circle around you. They're hand in hand. You're in the middle. Some of them are crying. This is a very moving experience for so many of them in the circle. And as you stand in the middle of the circle, you very slowly turn around in that space, making eye contact with each and every one of these individuals. And you know in that moment that you have the power to change lives in your very own unique way. And you can see in this moment the people that you are transforming. And you continue to make your way around the circle. You're quite moved by the expressions on the faces. And you come back around to the person who invited you to stand in the middle of the circle. And you notice that they drop the hand of the person they're holding. And then all of a sudden, you know, there's an opening there in the circle. And there's a motion for you to walk through the opening. And you take the cue and you walk toward the opening. And as you get to the edge of the circle, you turn around and you notice that these people want to follow you. They want to be with you. They want to stay within your energy field because you have transformed their lives, and they want to stay with you in some way. And in that moment, you realize that this is a tribe. This is your tribe. And they've chosen you to be their tribe leader. And as you take in all of these people who want to follow you, you feel an overwhelming sense of trust. These people trust you. They trust you to guide them through whatever transformation they're going through. They trust you, and they've picked you to guide them. So you turn back around toward the garden, and the people have chosen to follow you, and you lead them back through the garden. And there's an awareness as you're walking through the garden that you have these incredibly beautiful people with you going through this beautiful garden. And you, in that moment, in this moment, you're feeling whole. You're feeling complete. You feel that the gifts that you have always had are now being shared with others who really, really appreciate you and are so very, very grateful for what it is that you have to offer them. And you continue to take them through the garden, knowing that you can continue serving these people in a very authentic way and in a way that's received beautifully and with such gratitude and appreciation and with love and respect. And you lead this group of people out through the gate and on to the path that you entered. When you came into the garden, you're going back out the path. Notice the path. Notice if there have been any changes to this path since you entered. And you feel the energy of the people following you. And you continue walking forward, knowing that you can change lives through the work that you do. I want you to now take several deep breaths in and out, bringing the energy of these people and everything they said and shared with you. Bring that energy into your body. Let it swirl around. Take in several deep breaths in and out, allowing that energy to stay within you. Breathe very deeply in and out. And when you feel ready, I want you to return with me here in the present moment. Open your eyes and let me know you're back by saying, "I'm here."